Blog Talk Radio.
Truly, it's a blessing and a privilege to come into his presence once again. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. And God is great. God is awesome. We bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Before we go any further into our segment, we are going to go to God in prayer. Amen. And we're going to hear from the Lord on today. And just encourage each other in the Bible and the Word of God. And truly, God is awesome. He is magnificent. And so this is an opportunity, amen, for us to be strengthened in our faith. God be the glory, and to God be the praise. Let us go to him in prayer, amen, and press on, amen, into Christ Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you on this morning. We bow down before your throne of grace and mercy, God. God, we know that this world, God, as we're just passing through, we're on a journey, God, hallelujah, to the new heaven and the new earth that you're preparing for your people. God, hallelujah, will you be the center. You are a temple and the Lamb of God there also, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, in that place, a time of continuous rejoicing, praising you, Father God, throughout eternity. Oh, God, we are blessed, your people, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father, we praise you right now. God, we thank you, Lord God, that, God, when we were baptized in Christ Jesus, when we were raised up, God, we were raised up in all power that you used to raise Jesus Christ from the dead. Oh, God, hallelujah, God, we are dead to sin, but we are alive in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, so much, hallelujah, you've given your people salvation of our souls. to spread this great gospel, oh Lord, to go out and plant seeds, water seeds, that you are the one to make these seeds grow, and it is to your praise, oh hallelujah, it is to your glory, oh hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for being with each one of us, as we, God, go forth, you give us endurance and encouragement from your scripture, your word, and we stand firmly on your word today in belief and trust in you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen, and praise God, hallelujah, amen, praise God, glory be unto his name. God is worthy of praise all the time, God is so worthy, and so we want to come from our scripture on today, the book of Colossians, chapter 2, amen, and we just, as a specific holiday, celebrated the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we celebrated Good Friday, which he died on the cross for our sins. Without the shedding of his blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. But Jesus once and for all died to sin, died for us, took our place. Amen. So that we could be forgiven. Our sins washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's why we overcome by our testimony and the blood of Jesus Christ. In Colossians chapter 2, amen, glory be unto God. We are so encouraged. The word of God is encouragement. It is strength to us to keep pressing on, to keep enduring on. We're going to start here. Verse 9, it says, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives, in bodily form. And in Christ you have been brought to fullness, the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by the flesh, was put off when you were circumcised by Christ. Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. Hallelujah, nailing it to the cross. Glory be unto God. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. See, we thought Good Friday was just about, amen, glory be unto God. We thought Good Friday was just about a holiday. And maybe for some we thought today, think it was just a day to get off work. But I tell you the truth, Good Friday was more than that. We know that as believers in Christ Jesus, the thing that Jesus did when he went to the cross, he nailed our sins to the cross. Our sins, he nailed them. And he canceled out the charge of our legal endeavor, the sins that we had, see, the wages of sin is death. He canceled out death. Ooh, that's awesome. So when we read Colossians chapter 2, and it says to us, verse 13, when you were dead in your sins, my sins, we were dead in our sins, and in our circumcision of your flesh, meaning the flesh was just ruling and reigning over us. We weren't thinking about God, we were thinking about ourselves. It's God made you alive with Christ. He made us alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. And we know in the book of Psalms, Psalms 103 says, blessed are those whose sins are forgiven. We are blessed. We're not blessed because of material things. We are blessed because our sins are forgiven. We have salvation. We can rejoice that, oh God, hallelujah, amen, that we have been freed. We've been set free. Captivity has been released from us. Because in verse 14, when it says, having canceled the charge, we had charges. But God canceled out the charges. Charges, it says in this verse 14, say, Colossians 2:14, they stood against us. We were condemned. You know what condemned is? We know what that means. That means we were marked for destruction. When they want in these big cities, when they have these big, tall, high-rise buildings, and they've marked them condemning them for a big wrecking ball to come and tear them down, watch them drop and fall to the ground, they've been marked for destruction. That was us. Instead of having the seal of the Holy Spirit, we had the seal of condemnation. We were marked. Our sins, our indebtedness, the sins against us, they were being held against us until Christ. We came to faith in Christ. We know what the scripture says when it says that we call Jesus our Lord, and we believe in our heart God raised him from the dead, then we are saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, it says in Romans, hallelujah, we are saved. Our sins have been forgiven. Praise God. Washed in the blood. And so this is the thing. When Jesus was raised from the dead, and we believe with our faith. See, it's faith. It's a matter of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. We didn't see any of that. We didn't see Jesus go to the cross. We didn't see him raised from the dead. We wasn't in that group of believers who witnessed him being raised from death. He appeared to many. We believe by the scripture. Someone preached us. Someone shared the word of faith with us. Jesus is the word made flesh. Someone shared the gospel. Hallelujah. So this is our closing encouragement on today. Jesus, in verse 50, having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. See, we triumph. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We have triumphed because Christ has triumphed over all powers and authorities. And to him be the glory, and to him be the praise. Have an awesome rest of the day and week in the Lord. Glory be to him. Amen. Join us on Saturday where we uplift the youth in their faith on Youth of Harvest. Go with God. Amen.